You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. This trendy feature is about the newspaper gossip around football. The Goss columns are awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and you have to sit in a dull and tedious meeting with your manager. Once that meeting is over and you've come back from your tea break, you have a decision of what you should do. Should you crack on with some proper work? Or should you find out about the latest football gossip? We all know you pick the footy goss. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I would do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from around the football world. The only rule on Pick of the Goss is that all Coutinho transfer chat is banned. We've had enough. There's no Coutinho chat. We don't like it anymore. So are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, TalkSport tells us Bayern Munich have joined Arsenal and Chelsea in the race for Inter Milan striker and captain Mario Icardi. 9 in the charts, 442 tell us Alexander Lacazette's agent says the 26-year-old forward is not worried about the lack of playing time at Arsenal this season. At 8, the Metro State Lyon forward Nabil Fakir has admitted he would be interested in a move to Premier League following reports linking him with Arsenal. Straight in at 7, the Express expressed the opinion Lionel Messi thinks teammate and compatriot Javier Mascherano could return to Liverpool. Highest new entry at 6, the Daily Star say Arsenal have set an asking price of £30 million for midfielder Mesut Ozil. Into the top 5. The Daily Mail shout Man City will offer striker Gabriel Jesus a new contract worth more than £100,000 a week, a £30,000 increase on his current deal. At 4, Man City's all-time leading goalscorer Sergio Aguero has revealed he intends to quit the club in 2019 and return to his boyhood club Independiente in Buenos Aires. I don't think I said that right. Up 10 places this week into number 3. The Mirror announced Man United manager Jose Mourinho is keen to add to his squad in January and is targeting Barcelona centre-back Samuel Umtiti. But our number 2 hit. The Sunny Boys at the Sun state Man United directors fear manager Jose Mourinho is ready to quit Old Trafford in the summer and will move to PSG. Our number 1 goss this week is from the Mirror Men. They say Real Madrid have made 24-year-old Tottenham striker Harry Kane their first choice to replace France forward Karim Benzema. That is your top 10. After a little break, we will be analysing that chart a little bit further.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
So, let's analyse this chart, shall we? At number 10, TalkSport have told us Bayern Munich have joined Arsenal and Chelsea to sign Inter Milan striker Icardi. This guy is top quality. This guy is so, so good. He needs to be signed up by a Premier League club. Someone needs to get him. And if Chelsea and Arsenal are in for him, they need to go and get him. As I keep saying, go and get him. Repeat, go and get him a million times. 9 in the charts. 442 have told us Lacazette, he's not worried. That is not starting for Arsenal. Well, I would be worried. I'd be worried about Arsene Wenger. Why are you spending £55 million on a striker and not playing him? Sorry. At 8, Metro State, Fekir, who is the striker for Lyon, is interested in moving to the Premier League. Well, of course he is. Do you want to come to the Premier League and earn £170,000 a week? Yeah, do actually. All right, yeah, well, we'll sign you. Stupid rumour. Right, in at 7, the Express is saying that Javier Mascherano could return to Liverpool. He's 33 now. Do you want him? I know you've got a bad defence, but do you really want him? He's not going to solve your problems at corners, is he? Highest new entry at 6, I said the Daily Star have said Arsenal have set an asking price for £30 million for midfielder Mesut Ozil. Mesut Ozil. He's not done enough since he's been at Arsenal. He's a fantastic player and someone I love, and I've always stuck up for him, but I'm not having him anymore. No, he's got to go. Got to go. Get some money for him. At five, the Daily Mail is saying Gabriel Jesus is going to get a £30,000 increase in his current deal at Man City, and he's going to earn over £100,000 a week. The lad is 20 years old. I want to earn that money. You can't, Alex. Okay, moving on. The Mirror are saying Jose Mourinho wants to bring Samuel Umtiti from Barcelona. Well, they're not just going to give you him, are they? You're going to have to splash the cash. But it sounds like Mourinho does want to bring in a centre-back, because he's always talking about wanting to get Raphael Varane from Barcelona. Either one of them, they're both brilliant French centre-backs. But at number two, apparently, the hierarchy at Man United are worried that Mourinho's going to leave anyway to PSG. So Samuel Umtiti, I wouldn't go if Mourinho's off in the summer, because he's off in the summer. And our number one gossip, I think we're going to be hearing this a lot, is that Real Madrid want Harry Kane to replace Karim Benzema. Now, Karim Benzema has been so good for Madrid in recent years. He hasn't scored massive amounts of goals, but he's been the link-up man between Bale and Ronaldo. But he's just not scoring enough anymore. Simply not scoring enough. The team aren't playing well enough. Harry Kane, oh yes. Harry Kane in Real Madrid kit. I want to see it. I really, really want to see it. That has been Pick of the Goss, your chart show countdown. I've been Alex Mearns.